I'm Ashley of X of Words.
Hi, I'm Victor.
And I'm Carla Dan.
Hey everybody, welcome to the big crossover we are calling Referential 97. So go listen to Khalid's podcast, and this is also Words 97. We have great nerd guests talking to us about X-Men 97, the nostalgia cartoon that we are loving, slash hating, slash crying about, slash obsessed with, slash don't want to be obsessed with.
Let's go, go, go. Characters so much that I like just hanging out with them because I love the X-Men so much. So maybe how is that going to fit into this like really fast paced plot show? But so I enjoyed that. I did have that thing of me being like, well, this is slash life death, and I kind of just want to watch Storm for an hour, go through her feelings if that is the story, because I just want more time with her doing whatever. Yeah, so I'm a bit mixed on this episode, but I had fun during it.
Shout out to everybody, I had fun.
Yeah, I found with the Storm stuff, it was just things like when, maybe I'm getting into this too early, but when, you know, he declares his love to her, for example, if mm-hmm. there'd been, maybe if the stories had been kind of, if they'd been an A and a B plot, more of a thing where they were cutting between, they couldn't really do it because Jubilee's story is all set in a day, but if mm-hmm. there'd been some spacing out of that, it would have kind of felt better to me, even if they had gone with both, maybe.
There's no thematic link between the two.
That's true. There's no thematic link. It doesn't work temporally, but mm-hmm. it's just if it'd been intersecting, maybe mm-hmm. a lot of Storm stuff would have felt less rushed, I thought.
How about you, Ash?
See, you lot saying words like thematic link and temporally, and I need you to step away from it. I need you to put those words down on the table and take two very large steps back, because we're not here for that, right? Nathan, you remember those fish tubes where they stick a salmon in a tube to get over the dam? That's okay. What happened to Nathan Summers, okay? There is no build-up. There is no character development. Like, everybody is holding on for dear life. The shit is just happening too quick. And I personally have grown to really love that, because they were like, what's happening over here? She's pregnant. She's not pregnant. The baby's out. The baby's taken. The baby's in the war. The baby's got a virus. The baby's in the future. See that? That's a horse. It's flying. Look at that horse. Storm's in the desert. Who's this? He loves her. She's wearing white dungarees. Sis is down bad.
I hated those dungarees.
Listen, we went into, I said, a white refrigerator.
What is this, honey?
Like,
dungarees? What? No. What?
Oh, I said,
girl, please put your shoes on. Let's go find you a home, honey.
Ooh. I said, sister, we need to get you these powers back. Stat.
It was embarrassing. It was the Storm's arc this season. Also, this is one of my points that I have. Just the series in general, because I realized watching both halves, I don't like what Sunspot is wearing. I just don't like the outfit. But and then I realized everybody is kind of like dressed like create a sim characters, you know, when like you just randomize and then like whatever custom thing shows up. These stories that they're doing are by artists like Paul Smith, people who are known for their sense of style and the way that they put fashion into these comics. And so I'm just like, girl, a white refrigerator.
Juxtaposed with the characters that were already in it, like from the original series. Like, I was thinking when I was watching it, like, Jubilee's outfit is so good. Like, I wish I had pink earrings with my name on them and these ridiculous, like, glasses and all this stuff. Like, they, so many of the X-Men look so good from the original series, and they've got these, like, weird, I don't know, weird costume, weird.
You're right. I feel like, tell me if you think I'm wrong with this. I feel like the speed of it has created a sort of irreverence and randomness that you can only get in comics in other ways. Like, you know, sometimes shit just happens in comics. You're just like, oh, all right, I guess I got to deal with this now. That mm-hmm. just happens. What? It's her birthday. Why the fuck was Wolverine baking muffins? Why is everybody, what? Why is Magneto here? And then Magneto is just like, remember, they hate this guy. They hate this guy. Yesterday, the mansion was in hell. There were faces in the elevator. Now people are just making muffins. Like, people just have no recovery time. It's fine. They wake up in the morning, we're down by the table. Should we go to the arcade? And Jubilee was fucking right. Jubilee was fucking right. It's been three episodes. Where the fuck is Storm? The baby came and gone. Two genes, one gene. This one's dead. He almost killed the UN yesterday. Like, can we relax?
This was my issue with, like, in the last episode, it ended. So I watched them both back to back because I missed it last week. I didn't have time last week. So I watched them back to back and they added a bunch of stuff to the Madeline Pryor story to make it more complicated and more, like, emotionally taxing on the characters. Like, this whole thing where she, which would have been really interesting if they had time, the whole thing where you don't know who married Scott, who did what, if it was Gene or if it was Madeline. They, like, introduced that at the very end of the last episode. You leave everyone in this state of being completely, like, emotionally devastated. Everyone's, you know, Scott, I would think, would be on the verge, you know, and then you just don't see him for an episode, which is, you know, I think that was my main kind of thing when I was watching it.
To be honest, I kind of like it because you just turn up and you just give whatever they, you just take whatever they give you. Is everyone okay? Yeah, we're all good? Okay, excellent. Birthday, muffins, sweet. We talking about our shit? Nope. Nice.
I do like the energy of, like, we're just going to fan service, you know, we'll give you exactly what you expect. You're a 90s kid? Great, babe. Here, have a Nintendo episode. You know, I'm like, you know, yes. At least if that energy is still there somewhere, I'm happy with it. And, like, there are little things that I find really kind of funny. Mojo now is a Twitch streamer on Ozempic.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is it just me, or do you think that Mojo should have been voiced by RuPaul?
A drag queen!
That would have been great. Come on, you have to admit, Ash.
That's so evil.
Ash's mouth is just agape right now.
I think maybe. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about that. Victor?
Mojo's Drag Race. Gentlemen. Mojo's Drag Race.
Oh, Spiral! No. How many?
May the best let it win. Spiral is Michelle Visage. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Longshot is the hilariously.
Oh, the hilarious Ross Matthews.
He talked to Roberto exactly like Rue talks to the Queens. He was like, don't get in your own way. This is happening. Don't fuck it up.
And if you think about it, like, old lady Jubilee is kind of just like a disgruntled ex-Drag Race contestant. She's just like, they put me on this game show and now I'm going to, like, steal from the system. And you know what? Go, girl.
She's Sophie O'Hara. She's going off on Twitter.
Mojo's Drag Race.
Mojo's
Spiral!
Spiral! Start your engines.
They missed an opportunity with that. They could have done something. Like, there could have been, you know how they have the Hellfire Gala? They could have done some Hellfire Gala Mojo's Drag Race thing. There could have been something.
No, I was going to say, I really, really liked it. I think, and for me, I don't even think the story is meant to be happening in the characters. I don't think this is a show about characters. I think this is a meta show about nostalgia. And
not to get the full episode recap for episode 4 with Victor, you've got to head on over to the X of Words feed, and I will see you back on this feed next week for episode 5. Goodbye. Goodbye. This episode was hosted by Ash Lane of the Immortal X of Words. You can find that everywhere you get your podcasts. And it was hosted and produced by Khalid and Nas of Reverential. You can also find that podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. Check out Victor's film critique TikTok at clevergirl with two V's. You can find Ash at Van the First and me at also perp everywhere. Also, check out all the cool stuff that he's made for the 97 podcast on TikTok. You can find those on my page at also perp. But you got to make sure to follow both podcasts because we'll be alternating. Little reminder, episode 5 will be with you on the Reverential feed next week before we're back here on the X of Words feed for episode 6, Life Death Part 2. And so on until episode 10, the finale, where we will go back to sharing. So make sure you stay up to date. And give us 5 stars and a nice rating. Make us want to come back. All right. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I spit for Rickon and his
Rickon. You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.